This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
If you are looking to see powerful theatre with a thought-provoking message and phenomenal acting, then A Doll's House Part 2 by Lucas Neath, currently on at the Sandton Theatre in the Square, is for you. It is a performance that will find a home at any theatre in the world. The story picks up on a three-act play written by Henrik Ibsen, a Norwegian writer, published in 1879. Described as being ahead of its time, it focuses on Nora Helmer's struggle for independence and self-discovery. A Doll's House, Part 2, is directed by Barbara Rubin, inventive director of contemporary and classical theater in New York, and is the lead part is played by Bianca Amata. Bianca and Barbara are my guests now to tell me more. Barbara and Bianca, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Congratulations on an incredible performance and play. Tell me a little bit about the story of Number 2, Doll's House Number 2.
Barbs, do you want to start?
The story in terms of what we can expect to see is without needing to know the original Doll's House, the play starts 15 years after this major event, which is Nora Helmer deciding to, here's a spoiler alert for anybody who's planning to read it, leave her husband and family and go out in search of her self-discovery of who she is and to find a different path. So this story picks up 15 years after that event, with Nora returning with a real issue that she needs to address with Torvald, her husband, her ex-husband. In the process of that, sort of has to engage with and finish business with all of the people that remained behind when she closed that door. Well, not all of them, but most of them.
I think what I found so incredibly powerful from this performance is the questions it asks and the questions it leaves unanswered, and also the effects of consequences mm-hmm. of actions for everybody.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, is the issue of women's rights and feminism and how it resonates so much in today's audience, with today's audience. And I don't know if, Bianca, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what's so striking is that it really does. Even though we're talking about sort of 1890s parameters legally, actually, in terms of the context, it works completely in today's world in terms of what we culturally expect from people in relation to marriage and family and sort of traditional setups and a woman's journey, and the fact that it can be different to what we expect is still very difficult for people to accept. This play is through a contemporary lens, so you're not going to go and see a sort of stuffy classic. You know, it's set in a certain period, but the language is fresh, the dialogue is contemporary, the subject matter feels very, very resonant and very alive, and it's also very funny, because that's life, right? And so there's many, many instances where these quite difficult tangly situations end up being really, really quite hilarious, and everybody can relate to it. And that's one of the things that I think is so striking about this piece, is that no matter who you are, your position is going to be presented and tested from both sides, right? What we had in our experience in Cape Town was that people came out afterwards in fierce debate with each other. About, no, oh, well, I'm Nora. Well, I didn't like her very much at all. How could she do what she, you know, and then just became this complete, and everybody had to ask some questions of themselves.
Not at all. I mean, that is what the show does. And It's very rare to go into a performance that grips you from beginning to end, and that it's the first time I've been in the theater that the audience have actually like offered suggestions and shouted in. I was like, my goodness, I didn't realize it was interactive, because that's how drawn people were to the subject matter.
When that happens, I cannot tell you how energetically it lifts the actors. Like, that's the audience is such an important part of this piece and of the debate that's happening. And we, you know, it has been interactive, whether it's people going, we've had people say amen. and it's not that they're trying to engage, it's that what they're hearing touches them, or they relate to it so strongly that they sort of feel like, that's my point, that yes, that's where I stand. However, a half a scene later, they might be questioning that, or they may have already switched allegiances. Because that's, I think, part of the genius of his writing is, you think you know where you stand, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a second, that's a really good point. And I think, you know, for one of the things that I think he's done so incredibly well in the writing is he's given Nora this incredible second part of a journey. But he's also brought, you know, Torvald. Torvald has his own journey. Emmy has her own journey. Anne-Marie. So the four characters, the quartet of this play, like they're just beautifully and richly kind of drawn, and the actors are engaging with them so strongly. That's, I think, what also makes it so compelling. You know, it's kind of wonderful.
Casting is phenomenal. It was like unbelievable how drawn to those characters. And for me, one of the more the powerful scenes is Nora and Anna Marie as two mothers discussing their decisions. And I think how strong that resonated with the South African audience particularly.
Absolutely.
And maybe, Barbara, I know you're based in New York doing incredible things, but you have a South African connection. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm South African, and I'm from Johannesburg, and I lived here and worked here and studied here and made theatre here for, you know, a number of years before I started working in the States. It was really important, I think, to both of us that we found a sort of version of this play that felt like it was very resonant for a South African audience. But yet we're not sort of saying, oh, this play is set in South Africa, but we're saying, oh, look at this lens, because, you know, Nath is asking us to look at the play through our contemporary lens, but how can we not also look at it through a South African lens? I think that scene lands incredibly powerfully. And some of the issues, you know, even in terms of mothers leaving their families to go out and care for other people's kids, et cetera, has a completely powerful, you know, and sort of owned resonance for South African audiences. So yeah, there are all of those things. And I agree, I think the casting is fantastic.
So you've started in Cape Town. Where are you performing, and how long will you be at the Sandton Theatre on the Square Hall?
We're there at the Sandton Theatre on the Square until the 7th of June. So we're running for the next 4 weeks, and from Wednesday through Saturday and sometimes Sunday.
And in terms of, you've just come from Cape Town, Barbara, are you taking this back home with you?
Unfortunately not. I wish I could. So one of the things that's so exciting about this is that Bianca has started a theatre company here called The Quickening. And I'll hand over to you, B, to talk about that a little bit more. But that was a huge draw in terms of me, you know, wanting to be involved with that, because I support her and her co-founder's vision of this company, of this new South African theatre company. And I wanted to sort of, you know, be involved in getting that launched. So B, maybe you can talk a little bit about The Quickening.
Yes, The Quickening Theatre Company is a new company. We've been around for just under a year now. We've started with a show called Lungs that we did in Cape Town and that we are doing towards the end of the year in Johannesburg. And that was co-produced with another person. And now this is our first fully produced production. We are four women who came together with the need to create contemporary, local, international, and classical theatre. We are looking to focus on stuff that has relevance for South Africans, and our aim is to really promote an audience and promote excellence and have something lasting and really, really important for our communities. And I came up with this idea a while ago. It's not a novel idea, but I was like, oh, okay, if I want to do the work that I want to do, I have to basically, you know, in South Africa, there's little in terms of structural support for theatre companies. And I was like, well, let's just get in and learn as we go really find a home for actors and a place for communities to come together. And so this is something that we are very passionate about and very excited about. And we are so, so honored to have this show and Bob on board with it to sort of launch ourselves into the theatrical world.
Well, I honestly endorse it. I recommend the community go and see it. It is beautiful theater. It is everything theatre should be. And if it sounded like it was not fun, it is fun. It is funny. The acting itself and the characters themselves are so human, and that makes us fallible and funny at the same time. So I really, really, really do encourage our community to go out and support this play. It is on at the Sandton Theatre on the Square. You can book through, I imagine, CompuTicket, but otherwise
web ticket. Yeah.
But yes, always just phone the theatre. Daphne and her team are always available to help with those tickets, and it is a great performance. So thank you so much. I wish you a successful run, and lovely meeting both of you.
Lovely to meet you too, and thanks for having us.
That's actress Bianca Amata and Barbara Rubin talking about the play A Doll's House Part 2.